Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 2nd, 2023, through Friday, January 6th, 2023. Monday, January 2nd, 2023. Camden County woman sentenced to 159 months in prison for role in stolen identity refund fraud scheme. Awilda Henriquez was convicted of one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States government and steal United States mail, 13 counts of theft of government money, and 13 counts of aggravated identity theft following a 10-day trial. Henriquez and her co-conspirators recruited mail carriers from the U.S. Postal Service as part of the scheme to steal the tax refund checks from the mail. The mail carriers were paid for every U.S. Treasury check that was stolen. Henriquez and her co-conspirators recruited and paid check couriers to cash the tax refund checks in a variety of ways, including at check cashing businesses in New Jersey, where Henriquez paid the tellers to also participate in the scheme. The check couriers presented fraudulent identifications at the check cashing businesses, matching the names on the tax refund checks in order to cash the checks, which the tellers cashed because they were paid by Henriquez to do so. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Owner of trucking company sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and fatal tanker explosion, tax evasion, and COVID fraud. Carl Brandley Johansson was sentenced for tax evasion and fraudulently obtaining approximately $954,417 in COVID relief money while free on bond. Johansson was sentenced to 120 months in federal prison for ordering the illegal repair of a tanker that resulted in an explosion and the death of one of his employees, the second time one of his welders was killed. Johansson pleaded guilty in September 2021 to two felony counts in relation to the tanker explosion, one count of conspiring to make illegal repairs on the cargo tanks and to defraud the United States Department of Transportation, and one count of welding without required certifications. He also pleaded guilty to one count of tax evasion, one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and one count of bank fraud. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. Greenwood man sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for embezzling $14 million from his former employer to fund his lavish lifestyle. Daniel Fruits was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud and money laundering. According to court documents, Fruits, who was hired to manage and run a Greenwood, Indiana-based trucking company, defrauded his employer out of more than $14 million over a 4.5-year period. From January 2015 through June 2019, a Kentucky-based entity invested over $14 million into the trucking company. Fruits used that money to fund his own lavish lifestyle, including purchasing real estate, several vehicles including two Ferraris and a Corvette, farm equipment including a horse trailer, a show horse, expensive jewelry including multiple Rolex watches, firearms, private jet flights, and high-end escort services. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, January 5th, 2023. Federal grand jury in Louisville indicts New York man for his role in grandparent scam targeting senior victims. Juan Carlos Arcena Cabrera was indicted for his alleged role in conspiring to commit mail fraud in a grandparent scam that targeted senior victims nationwide out of tens of thousands of dollars. According to court documents, Cabrera conspired with others to trick seniors into sending cash payments under the false pretenses that a grandchild or loved one had been in a car accident or was facing legal trouble. Scam callers would reach out to the victims repeatedly, claiming more money was needed to cover additional emergency expenses. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, January 6th, 2023. Honeywell UOP to pay over $169 million to resolve foreign bribery investigations in U.S. and Brazil. UOP LLC, doing business as Honeywell UOP, has agreed to pay more than $160 million to resolve a parallel bribery investigation by criminal and civil authorities in the United States and Brazil stemming from bribe payments offered to a high-ranking official at Brazil's state-owned oil company. According to the company's admission and court documents, between 2010 and 2014, Honeywell UOP conspired to offer an approximately $4 million bribe to a then high-ranking executive of Petroleo Brasileiro S.A., Petrobras, in Brazil. Specifically, Honeywell UOP offered the bribe to secure improper advantages in order to obtain and retain business from Petrobras in connection with Honeywell UOP's efforts to win an approximately $425 million contract from Petrobras to design and build an oil refinery called Premium. Honeywell UOP earned approximately $105.5 million in profits from the corruptly obtained business. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.